Welcome to our cha-cha-cha check-in.
Very first one ever. This is completely spontaneous and impromptu after Mason and I went out for some bread and wine.
Yeah, so we figured we'd give folks a little more casual check-in gathering outside of our usual episodes.
Because honestly, when we do our check-ins, we have to cut ourselves off to get to our topics. We could go on and on. That may be something you want to hear more of. It may be something you want to hear less of. But in case you're one of those ones that want to hear more of that, you're in luck, because here we go.
I got a gift from you today, and it is a moss ball.
I want you to know that I have been coveting...
It's in water.
...these moss balls for quite some time.
Balls.
I have wanted a moss ball for myself, and I decided to gift you of a moss ball on this last day of the Hanukkah.
And I've decided to call him Dr. Dreidel because he spins.
He does spin.
He does spin. He doesn't look like he likes it very much, but he does spin.
He really does.
Thank you for the gift.
I think the best gifts that you can give other people are the gifts that you actually want for yourself.
I buy two of everything if I like it. I mean, to me, that means that it's actually probably worth something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a meaningful gift.
Yes, it is.
So you just came back from Italy.
Wrong.
Spain.
Yes. That would be it. The wine from our lunch kicking in. Yes. It's from Spain. Yes.
I mean, in my defense, they're sort of near each other.
I mean, different places.
Could
but
you drive from one to the other?
Not easy. It's a plane usually that gets
it's a
you
plane.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a plane trip.
So tell me your high and low from your trip to Spain.
My high, honestly, probably would have to be would probably not be in Spain when I went to Gibraltar, which is technically UK. But there's monkeys there, and monkeys are great.
How close were you to an actual monkey?
I mean, it was right next to me. The poor bastard got hit by a car, I'm sure, at some point. He had a giant scar on his side. So.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
the
street
monkeys. Mentioned, yeah, that... They'd fuck me up for sure.
Do you throw snacks to them?
I don't do anything to them.
Do people feed them?
The tourist folks give them peanuts and treats.
Okay.
I'd probably do a lot for peanuts and treats too if I got to live on a mountain.
So is it the Rock of Gibraltar that we see in like those insurance ads?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What insurance ads?
I might be making that up, but I'm pretty sure that's a logo for an insurance company, the Rock of Gibraltar.
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of like the stronghold, because that's where the UK kind of held up against Spain, and they have like literal tunnels dug into the walls with cannons so they could just shoot out at Spain, keep them back. And it's pretty amazing. It's just this little like 4 square mile area that
Spain won, though, because no. They're their own country.
Well, yeah, but the UK kept their little, because they control the whole, like, Strait of Gibraltar, that whole little area there.
Oh.
So it's okay. A good strategic military spot.
Got it.
Yeah, I think my downfall was figuring out that people don't do lunch in Spain. And as an American, going there and everything shut down from noon to 4.
And you love lunch?
I just didn't expect it, because, you know, that's when you, like, mustered up all your energy and then you just go back sad.
I remember when I went to France, mm-hmm. when I was 13 in 1984, that they did the same thing, that everybody would like just go rest. But then things went into the night.
Yeah, it goes till like here. 11 and midnight and everybody's out on the streets. It's pretty, I mean, I'm lucky if I'll go to bed at 8 or 9 in the U.S. just because like what else are you going to do?
So. No, especially now when it's dark at 4.
Oh, yeah, that is depressing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out of things to do by 7:30.
Yeah, it's nice just like have everything open then. Yeah.
I'm going to remodel my whole kitchen.
Oh, yeah?
Like tear the whole fucker out.
Yeah.
I brought in what I want my countertops to look like to show you. What do you think?
It looks like Pop Rocks.
It looks like Pop Rocks. It's actually a modern version of Formica.
Ooh.
It's called Sea Glass.
It's very pretty.
My kitchen hasn't had anything done for 25 years, and I deserve a new kitchen. So there.
So there. Well, definitely better than, you know, having, because you skate in there right now. Are you going to redo your floors?
Yeah, the whole thing's getting torn out. All the floors, all the cabinets, everything. It's going to be all new and wonderful.
Oh, can we talk about how you totally got identified in public by someone today?
Sure, but you make it sound like it was like an FBI thing.
I mean, that's not what happened. But more like, hey, are you Naomi? You had one of those moments and it felt nice.
I did. Yeah. Spokane's small, so you can become Spokane famous.
Yeah. She's like, I recognize your voice.
I know. That was a little odd.
Yeah. To be recognized
just voice. Solely on your voice. You notice how quickly I tried to loop you into it, though.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm like, this is Womb Punch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, do I care about you? No, she didn't. It's okay, though.
I kept trying to loop you in anyway.
That's fine. Yeah, it was enjoyable, I guess. She obviously picked the wrong team, but that's okay.
That's okay. She works at the Elk now, which we love.
Mm-hmm.
And we're big fans of.
So what are your plans for dinner?
I'm going to make a vegetable soup with gnocchi. And Paul's making a bread. And it's going to be good. You can use a bone broth. Because it tastes good and it's like good for you.
Yeah. What kind of bone do you put in it?
Well, I'm buying pre-made bone broth because I've made my own bone broth, but it takes like 3
Why
days.
Is your cat licking the pillow next to us?
That cat.
Look how wet it is.
Loves licking pillows.
Such a little weirdo.
No, Obi's super weird. That's Obi-Wan Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to name our listeners. We tried to give them a cute name, like they're our pets. And
many other people do this so much better than
us. So many people do it, and ours just didn't really feel right. It didn't stick, so we let it go. But
so we heard of someone else that called their followers legends, and
I've heard of, like, there's another channel they call their followers overachievers or underachievers or something. So, well, it'll come in time. It'll be organic.
Yeah.
It'll just come.
Uh-huh.
And you will be anointed.
Anointed as such.
As such.
Yes. For our DDT listeners.
As of now, you are nameless.
You're the DDT listeners.
And we appreciate you.
Thanks for checking in with us.
Yes.
Until next time. Bye.
Oh, bye.